So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch. And when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle, who, when they came to Caesarea and delivered the epistle to the governor, presented Paul also before him. I, Tertius, who wrote this epistle, salute you in the Lord. I wrote unto you in an epistle not to company with fornicators. Ye are our epistles written in our hearts, known and read of all men. Forasmuch as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshy tables of the heart. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent. For I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. Therefore, brethren, stand fast, and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man, and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. The salutation of Paul with mine own hand, which is the token in every epistle, so I write. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance,